The Mishnah.
And you're the Nefesh Ra?
Yes.
Moshe? Mishnah at the beginning of Zvachim addresses the psul of Shechita Shalo Lishma. And as a general rule, with the exceptions of Chatos and Pesach, the Mishnah paskins that in the case of Shechita Shalo Lishma, the carbon is kosher, but lo olu lebailim l'shem chova. And then if you fast forward, I would say halfway through the Mishnah, you'll get to the Shita of Shimon Achi Azaria, and he's quoted as saying that there's a difference between Shachtan l'shem gavoa mehem as opposed to l'shem namuch mehen. In other words, he's not willing to set up a general absolute rule that shalo lishma is kosher. He says it depends. If he shechted a shlomim l'shem ola, which means shlomim as an example of kodshim kalim, and he shechted l'shem ola, which is an example of kodshei kodshim, and that's l'shem gavoa mehem, as if to say that he raised the level of the karban to a high level of kedusha, that's called l'shem gavoa mehem, then ksherim. So we'll see what this word ksherim means in just a few minutes. However, in the opposite case, where he shechts an ola l'shem shlomim, which is called l'shem namuch mehen, so he lowers the level of the karban from that of a kodshei kodshim to that of a kodshim kalim psulim, then in such a case the karban is posel, and we have to figure out what the word posel means. Now you'll see here at Tosis Dibra Masel l'shem gavoa mehen. So this Tosfos, which Amir Tzshem will learn, try to learn it thoroughly, is based on a suffix in the Gemara later on in Daf Yud Aleph Amid Beis. The Gemara there vacillates back and forth about the Shita of Shimon Achi Azaria, when in the case of L'shem Gavoa Mehem, Shimon says that the carbon is kosher. Does he mean that it's kosher legamre, so to speak, which means it's even ola l'shem chova, which would mean that he's arguing against the Tanakama in the case of l'shem gavoa mehem, because the Tanakama says as an absolute rule, knowing no exception, that shalo l'shma is eino ola l'bailim l'shem chova, and it matters not in which direction, whether it's ola l'shem shlomim or shlom l'shem ola. So therefore, in the case of shlom l'shem ola, which is l'shem gavoa mehem, according to the Tanakama, the karban is eino ola l'bailim l'shem chova because of the psul of Shini Kodesh, whereas according to Shimon Achi Azaria, ksherim here, in the case of l'shem gavoa, means ksherim legami, and it's ola l'shem chova. Which would mean that if we interpret the word ksherim in Shimon's perspective as referring to kosher legamre and its ol l'shem chova, then there's a double machlokes, a twofold machlokes between Shimon Achi Azaria and the Tanakama. Because without a shadow of a doubt, there's a machlokes in the case of l'shem namuch. Because if he did a shechita of an ola l'shem shlomim, according to Shimon Achi Azaria, the carbon is posel, meaning it's posel legamre, whereas according to Tanakam, in such a case, the carbon is kosher, it's eino ola l'bayim l'shem chova. But now, we're introducing the possibility of a double machlokus, a twofold machlokus. Not only is there a machlokus in the case of l'shem namuch, where he has a machshavon and ol shem shlomim from kodshei kodshim to kodshim kalim, Shimon says the carbon is posel, the rabbanim say it's ain ol l'bailim. Now we're having another machlokes about the case of l'shem gavoa, where he shechts a shlamim l'shem ola, and if we assume that according to Shimon Achi Azariah, kosher here means that in the Gavav case, it's Ola L'Bailam Hashem Chova, that would introduce another additional machlokas between Shimon Achi Azariah and the Chachamim. All this hopefully will become clearer as we go through the Tosfos. So let's take a look, without further ado, at Tosfos Dibra Maschil L'Shem Gavav Mehem Ksherim. Now, before I go on, I just want to make sure everybody has the place. No. Good. So I'm glad I didn't go on. Because to start a shiur and you don't know where I'm holding is not the healthiest thing in the world to do. So first of all, yeah, are you on Daf Beis Amud Aleph? That's the question.
Yeah.
Good?
Yeah.
That's a good start.
Okay,
we're 90% of the way there. Now, let your eyes roll down to the bottom of the Amud in Tosfos. And you should see a Tosfos Dibra Maschil L'Shem Gavav Mehem Ksherim. Let me know if you found the Tosfos. Okay, everybody's on the same Tosfos. Okay then. Now, the Gemara, as we said later on, is going to try to analyze that word Ksherim. What does Shimon mean when he says in the case of L'Shem Gavoa? Again, keep in mind L'Shem Gavoa means Shlomim L'Shem Ola. Does the word Ksherim mean X or Y? Does it mean Ksherim L'Gamri and it's even Ola L'Shem Bailim, which is what we call Ritzui Karbon, it's Meratzah? Or does he mean Ksherim V'Einon Meratzim? And if he means Ksherim V'Einon Meratzim and Ola L'Shem Chovah, then there's no machlokas between the Tanakama and Shimon in the case of L'Shem Gavoa, which would mean that we could reduce the Machlokes to one case, and that's L'Shem Namuch. And here Shimon is the Machmir, and he says the carbon is completely possible. And when he's Machmir, I hope he wasn't influenced by his brother. Because we don't tolerate Chumras. Okay, fine. So now, the Gemara has a suffix. The Gemara vacillates back and forth. What does the word Ksherim mean in the case of L'Shem Gavoa? That means Shlomim L'Shem Ola. So the Gemara has the following suffix, that if Shimon Achi Azariah has in mind that when he shechts it L'Shem Gavoa, kosher means Boil Meimer Ksherim Umaratzim, it's totally kosher and it's Ola Bailam L'Shem Chovah, then Pligi V'Tarkte. Pligi V'Tarkte means now we have a double machlokes between Shimon and the Tanakama. It's going to be a machlokas not only in the case of L'Shem Namuch, which means Ola L'Shem Shlomim, but even in the case of L'Shem Gavoa, where he elevated the Kedusha, meaning he went from Shlomim to Ola, is also going to be a machlokas, because whereas the Tanakama would maintain in that case the Karbon is Eino Ola L'Shem Bailam, it's not Meratzah. So Shlomim L'Shem Ola would mean that the Bailam, according to the Tanakam, have to replace that carbon with another carbon Shlomim. And in the case of Shimon Achi Azariah, he would say Ksherim L'Gamri means it's even Meratzah, and there's no need and no obligation on the part of the Bala carbon who was Chayiv in a carbon Shlomim to replace it with another carbon Shlomim. Because since the Shinui Kodesh here, the Lashlo Lashmo was L'Shem Gavoa, to a kodshe kodshim, which means for an ola, therefore the carbon is absolutely kosher, totally kosher, and it means it's even meratzah, and therefore he doesn't have to replace it with another carbon. Oshkar, thank you so much. And now we have a machlokas betarte, a double machlokas. Oh, or perhaps the other possibility is that what Shimon meant was Ksherim V'Einon Meratzim, and there is no Ritzui, which would mean that in that sense, if it's Eino Ola L'Shem Bailim, is there a machlokus between Shimon and the Tanakam in the case of L'Shem Gavoa? No, there's no machlokus whatsoever, because they both hold Ksherim V'Einon Meratzim. And therefore, Lo Pligi Ela Bechada, the only machlokus is the case where he shechted it L'Shem Namuch, meaning Ola L'Shem Shlomim. And in that case, Shimon Achi Azariah says that the carbon is posel gamre, But again, in this side in the Gemara, in the case of Shechita L'Shem Gavoa, whereas Ushlom L'Shem Ola, everybody agrees that it's Kosher V'Eino Meratza. Says Tosfos Mashma Delo Mesafka. The Gemara has no Suffolk Ela Bechada, only with regard to Shachat L'Shem Gavoa. And here the Gemara vacillates back and forth, how far would Shimon go in this case of L'Shem Gavoa? Would he even go as far as to argue the Tanakama and establish that there's Ritzi Bailim? Or, in this case of L'Shem Gavoa, he's identical with the Sheet of the Tanakama and it's Kosher V'Eino Meratza. It's very easy to understand the Sheet of Chachomim because the Sheet of Chachomim is a cinch. You know, anytime there was a Shinui, Kodesh means L'Shol L'Shman, any direction whatsoever, up, down, or middle, or center, it's always going to be the same din over and over again. It's Kosher V'Eino Meratza. So that's easy to remember. When we get to Shimon Achi Azariah, it becomes a little more complicated. There's one part of Shimon Achi Azariah that's easy to remember, and that is L'Shem Namuch Shebehen, which means Ola L'Shem Shlomo is Pasul Gamrei. That we can understand. And here Shimon Achi Azariah is tackling the Chachomim head on, because the Chachomim say in all cases, even in the case of Ol Shem Shlomim, the carbon is kosher. Whereas Shimon Achi Azariah is saying that the carbon is pasul. Again, even the Chacham agree it's not Ol Shem Chova, but at least the carbon is kosher, whereas Shimon pasuls the carbon completely. That part I understand, and that's pretty easy to remember. But in the case of L'Shem Gavoa, what did Shimon mean to say? And that's where the Gemara vacillates. Did Shimon argue with the Chachamim in the case of Shlomim L'Shem Ola and insist that the carbon is not only kosher, but it's also what? Meratzeh, or no? That far, Shimon didn't go. He wouldn't go against the Chacham in the case of L'Shem Gavoa, in the case of Shlom L'Shem Ola, and say that the carbon is absolutely kosher v'yosher and is Ritzui. He would agree here to the Chachamim that it is no Ritzui carbon. The Baal carbon here, in the case of Shlom, is going to have to replace it with Shlomim. Aval says Tosfos, Ben Namuch, in the case of Namuch, the Gemara has no suffix. The Gemara doesn't vacillate back and forth about what Shimon had in mind. The Pshitale, it was simple to the Gemara, never to be questioned. The Psul Lagamri Ka'amar. So again, just to summarize everything what we've said as far as where we want to go from now. In other words, I'm not going to give you an overall summary of what we've said. I'm just going to take out the main point that will allow us to spring forward, and that is that the Gemara never had any doubt that in the case of L'Shem Namuch, the intention of Shimon was to passel the carbon completely, and that for sure is a stay machloket, is the plantation on which they argue Shimon and the Tanakam, because whereas the Tanakam would say L'Shem Namuch, that means Ol L'Shem Shlomim is kosher, Shimon Achi Azariah meant to say that it's possible gamre, and now we're ready for the second half of Tosfos. V'tema, now I don't understand this. Deminole, how did the Gemara know this? Dilma, perhaps in the case of L'Shem Namuch, Shimon Achi Azariah is moded to the Tanakama that the carbon is al kol ponim at least kosher, the Eino Meratza, and then you could say that the whole machlokes between Shimon Achi Azariah and the Chacham is limited to the case of L'Shem Gavoa, where he shechted the Shlomim L'Shem Ola, and Shimon took an extreme position and he said that the carbon is kosher and it's Meratza. But in the case of L'Shem Namuch, Shimon Achi Azariah meant to say that the carbon is Eino Meratzeh, but he agrees that the carbon is kosher, and maybe there's no machlokas whatsoever in the case of Ola L'Shem Shlomim, meaning in the case of Namuch Shabbat. In other words, how do we know, asks Tosfos, how did the Gemara know? And the Gemara never questioned this premise, that in the case of L'Shem Namuch, of Ola L'Shem Shlomim, Shimon Achi Azariah passel the carbon completely. Why not take a middle compromise view that the carbon would be kosher, but ain't no Ola L'Shem Bailim? That's what Tosfos wants to, you know, he's sort of playing the devil's advocate here. Maybe we could argue that possel means possel velo Ola L'Shem Bailim L'Shem Chova Ka'amar. So now Tosfos is going to investigate the possibility that the word posel, which appears here in the Mishnah, in the name of Shimon Achi Azariah, in the case of L'shem Namach, the carbon is posel. That word posel means the middle of the road kind of posel, which means that although there's no ritzui for the bialman, he's going to have to replace it, but the carbon itself is kosher. And again, as we said, if that would have been the case, the machlokas is only in the case of L'shem Gavah Shebahem. That whereas the Tanakhama says there's no ritzui, Shimon Achi Azariah holds that Kshayrim Umaratzah. And Tosus says, well, maybe you'll argue that the very etymology, what we call in Yiddish the Teichwerte, for anyone who's a little bit familiar with Yiddish, the Teichwerte of the word posel means posel gamre. It means you cannot say that the word posel means kosher velo ol l'shem bailim. That's antithetical, because you can't call a carbon that's kosher posel. Tosus says that's not right. That's not a way of pushing me off in my kasha. The Ashkechan bebraisa ki haigavna. He quotes now a braisa on daf dalet omid aleph, and there the Gemara quotes a braisa that says shlomim sheshachton l'shem toda psulim. Now, if you take a carbon shlom and you shecht it for the purpose of a toda, that's not possible. For sure not. According to nobody, is that possible. And therefore, the word posel in that brisa must mean posel v'lo olu lebailim l'shem chovas. It's interesting that the word, the phrase, or the term posel can be interchangeable with kosher v'lo olu l'shem bailim. And therefore, we come back to square one when Shimon Achi Azariah says that if it was l'shem namach, it was an olu l'shem shlomim, it's posel. What he meant to say was, like the Gemara says in Daf Dalet in the brisa, that posel means posel v'lo olu l'shem bailim. And then it comes out that there's no machlokas between Shimon and the Chachamim in the case of Olal Hashem Shalom, in the case of Namuch. Why did the Gemara always assume and never question the premise that according to that there is a machlokas between Shimon Achi Azari in the case of L'shem Namuch? You'll tell me because Shimon said posel. The word posel might be what? Kosher Ve'elo Olal Bayom L'shem Chova. So that's what Tosafot has to now address. How does the Gemara know that posel, in the words of Shimon Achi Azariah, means that it's posel agamre and it's not ola l'shem bail? Okay, so Tos says the following. The Yesh Lomar, how do I prove to you, why does the Gemara assume, as a Dover Posh, that Shimon Achi Azariah holds, that L'shem Namuch is Posel Agamre? And the answer is, it's based on a drasha. And this drasha, which the Gemara presents on Daf Yud Aleph Amid Beis, is an explanation for the Shita. The Gemara offers this explanation based on this drasha for the explanation of the Shita of Shimon Achi Azariah. So before we read the Tos, let's just take a quick fast forward to Daf Yud Aleph Amid Beis, and you'll see here Rav Ashi Masne Mishmei. So where is Rav Ashi Masni Le Mishmei? It's about, I would say, 10 lines down from the top of the Gemara, maybe a little bit more on Daf Yud Aleph Amid Beis. So we're on page 11b, about 10 lines down. Wow, we're good today. So the Gemara quotes Rav Ashi, who in turn quotes Rav Yanai with a whole string here. My time at the Shimon Achi Azariah. Why does he differentiate between L'shem Namuch and L'shem Gavoah? And the answer is because of a pasuk, the Omar Krah, the pasuk of Vayikrach of Beis, says the following: Lo Yechalu Es Kodshe Bnei Yisrael Es Asher Yorimu L'Hashem. Now there are two words in this pasuk that we have to bold. First, the word Yechalalu, which we're talking about passing a carbon. And let me operate with the following premise, that the word Yechalalu means total chilul, total invalidation of the karbon. And then we're going to emphasize the word yorimu. Yorimu means to bring it up. And the pasuk indicates that there's a process called yorimu, to go up the mountain, to go up the ladder. And then there's a process called Yechalalu, and the Torah is saying, don't be Mechal of the Kodshim, don't desecrate them and completely invalidate them, but rather Yorimu, you should bring them up. You should have a Machshava to take the Karbon from one Milah, from one Madrega, up to a higher Madrega, and then Lo Yechalalu, says Reb Shimon, says Shimon Achi Azaria, that if you're Makriv a Karbon, for the sake of a machshav, for the sake of a different karbon, then if it's muram mihem, if you are elevating it to a gavoa, to a madrega, or a maila gavoa, that's called yorimu, then ain mischalalim. Then you are not going to be mechal the karbon, even though you had the wrong kavana, it was a karbon shlomim, and you had in mind for the sake of an ola, but nevertheless ain mischalalim. Why? Because it's yorimu. Yorimu means that Ola is going up from Shlomim. From Shlomim to Ola is going up Madrega. But in the flip side, where it wasn't Yorimu, then it's already Lo Yechalalu. Correct? Then it's Lo Yechalalu. That's the case of Namuch Mehem, where we're talking about Shechting a Karbon Ola L'Shem Shlomim, then Mischalalim. Now do you see that word Mischalalim? That word mischalalim, which is the word of the drasha of Shimon, is taken directly from the word yechalalu in the biblical pasuk itself. And therefore, let's go back now to Tosfos. Tosfos says, Mishum de darshin and taima de Shimon achi azari b'gemara. Mirechsiv lo yechalalu is kodshi b'nei yisol sheyorimu. And that means mura mehem eino mischalim. Meaning, if the shechita was l'shem gavoa shemahen, that means from a shlomim up to an ola, is then there's no chilul, implying that in the case of namuch mehem mischalim, if you shechted a carbon ola l'shem shlomim, then chilul mischalim, says Tosus. What does the word chilul mean? Mashma posul gamre. Now, if you want to talk about a korban that's kosher, okay, it may have a problem that it's not olu l'bayim l'shem chov. Fine, but you can't call it kosher and then say v'lo yechalalu. Chilul means chilul kedushas hakarbon. You can't call it kosher. It would be a contradiction in terms, says Tosfos, to apply the word chilul. And there's a fellow named Yoni who wants to come in there, so see if we can. Okay, Yoni is a chair for you here if you like. Okay? So the word chilul means what? The word chilul is antithetical to what word? Kosher. You can't call it kosher and say chilul at the same time. Again, you may find the word posel, as we saw in the case on Daf Dalid of Shlomim L'Shem Toda, there the word Pasul might mean that it's not Ol L'Bayim L'Shem Chova, but when you're talking about a word in the Torah that says Yechalalu, I mean, we're going to have full sugyas later on about the Kohen who's Pasul, and he wasn't wearing Big Day Kahuna, he was a Balmum, and we're going to always determine that when the Torah says Yechalalu, it means that the Karbon is completely invalid. Is therefore Tosfos says that when it says v'lo yechalalu, it means chilul. And what's that case? That's the flip side of mura mihem, which is l'gava mihem, which was shlom l'shem ola. But now we're on the flip side. It's l'namuch, which means it was ola l'shem shlomim. And the Torah says lo yechalalu means that the carbon is possible. So if we understand from this Gemara on Daf Yudal from the base that Shimon Achi Azaria derived his conclusion that L'shem Namuch Shebahem is going to be Pasul, and he derived from the Pasul of Lo Yechalalu, then the word Pasul, as it appears in our Mishnah in the formulation of Shimon Achi Azaria, means that it's Mechula Legamre and it is not worth anything, just throw it out. Which means that the Gemara has a basis to assume, without even questioning this premise, that there's certainly, beyond the shadow of a doubt, is machlokes between Shimon Achi Azariah and the Tanakama in the case of Linamach Shebahem, in the case of Olo L'Shem Shlomim, where the Chachamim say that that's Shini Kodesh, and if the Karban is Kasha, but ain't Olo L'Bailam L'Shem Chova. That was a quick decision, yeah. As opposed to the case of Shimon Achi Azariah, who says Lo Yechalalu, that the Karban is Mechulal, which means that it's completely possible, and that's beautiful. Ve'ilu lefi shitat Shimon Achi Azariah lo yichalu akarbanu mechul legamrei v'uposel. Aber gam lefi shitat chachamim, kevan sheyesh po shinui kodesh, hakorban eino ole lebayil l'shem chov.
In the Mishnah, Shimon Achi Azariah says
k'sherim. Wait a second. You're talking in the case of Gavoa or in the case of Nomo? Oh, okay, fine. So I'm sorry. We're focusing now on Nomo. You know, if you want to go back to, you want to go to Gavoa. Okay. So we'll take a little bit of a break here. I mean, I'm hot here in this Tosus, but we'll go back to the beginning of Tosus. And we'll take a little break. Again, this is going to be the Maimar Buzgar. I don't want anyone to lose me here because we're really going hot here. Now Zev is talking about the case of L'Shem Gavoa. So he took a Karban Shlomim, he shechted L'Shem Ola. So here, we don't know exactly what Shimon Achi Azariah meant by saying Sherim. And here the Gemara vacillates back and forth. Two possibilities. If we assume that the word kasha kipshuto means sherim legamri, which means it's all labayim l'shem chova, then we're adding another machlokas that's called v'tarti kamiflegi to the machlokas between Shimon Achi Azariah and the Tanakama. We know for sure that there's a machlokas between Shimon Achi Azariah and the Tanakama with regard to l'shem namuf, but what about l'shem gavoa in the case of shlom l'shem ola? If we assume kipshuto that the word ksherim in Achi Azariah is what? Ksherim legamri, then we have another machlokas here, because the Chachamim say in the case of shlom l'shem ola that he's going to have to replace it with another shlom in lo ol b'yom l'shem chova. If we want to go with a more harmonious view here, to be makatzer and mitzamtzem as a machlokas, then we're going to assume, don't take the word ksherim literally, but what Shimon ben Azariah meant in the case of l'shem gavoa, in the case of shlom l'shem ola, he meant a knapper kosher. It's kosher in the sense that the carbon is kosher, but lo ol l'bayim l'shem chov, and then there's no machlokas between Shimon Azariah and the Tanakam in the case of shlom l'shem ol. Okay, but now what I'm going to ask you, Rabosai, for the next few minutes, let's focus all our attention on the case of l'shem namuch. Otherwise, in the end, we're going to get derailed. Now we're talking about a case of ol l'shem shlom. And we've come to the conclusion, based on a drasha, on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, that when Shimon Achi Azariah said in our Mishnah that L'Shem Namuch, Ol L'Shem Shlomim, is Pasul, he meant the whole 9 yards. He meant Pasul U'Mechulal, and it's not Kosher. And the proof of it is because he derived it from the Pasul Lo Yechalalu, implying that if instead of doing the Murom, which means going up, he went down, and he had a Shinui Kodesh from Ola down to Shlomim, from Kodshim Kodshim down to Kodshim Kalim, in such a case he was Mechal L'Karban. And Tosus now understands that that's why the Gemara never questioned the premise that according to, oh, there's still hope, that never questioned the premise that that according to Shimon Achi Azariah, in the case of Olo L'Shem Shlomim, the carbon is completely possible. And now I have to grant you that there's at least one machlokus between Shimon Achi Azariah and the Chachamim in the case of Olo L'Shem Shlomim. And the Chachamim say it's in Olo L'Bayim L'Shem Chov, the carbon is kosher. And according to Shimon Achi Azariah, in the case of Olo L'Shem Shlomim, he was machal the carbon, which means what? It's completely possible, not worth anything. And now we're up to the main punchline for today. Tosis says, wait a minute. What are we going to do with a Gemara on Daf Gimel Amid Beis? Again, before we go on, let's just open up for a second to Daf Gimel Amid Beis, which is really a lot of fun, Rabosa, because we're beginning to sew together a lot of different Gemaras there. We started Daf Beis Amid Aleph, we had a Tosis there, now we have a Gemara Daf Gimel Amid Beis, we had a Gemara Daf Yud Aleph Amid Beis. You know, hopefully, you know, the pieces of the puzzle are beginning to fit together. Okay. So what do we have on Daf Gimel Amid Beis? We have a statement of Rabbi Lazar. So we're going to count down on Daf Gimel Amid Beis. Let's see how many lines we can count down. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6 lines down from the top of Daf Gimel Amid Beis. Yeah, 6 lines down from the top of Daf Gimel Amid Beis is another way of saying Gemara and not Tosis. Okay, then. So let's just that we get that straight. Okay, good. Now, the Gemara here is going to apply a Kal V'Chomer. Now, again, Rabosai, whenever you apply Kal V'Chomer, are you talking about a Kra? Are you talking about a Yalfusa, a Pasuk? Or are you talking about logic? Svara. And what's the answer to that, Rabosai? Where does Kal V'Chomer belong? To Svara. And the Gemara tries to work very hard to come up with a svara to explain Rav. Now, let's say a few words about Rav. Rav wants to know about a different issue, and that is the question of L'Shem Chulin. All the issues that we've had until this time in Shelo Lishma, in what we call Shini Kodesh, is from Kodesh to Kodesh, from one Kodshim to another Kodshim. Rav introduces another element into the equation, and that's called Chatos L'Shem Chulin. He shechted a carbon Chatos, not for the sake of another carbon, like for example an Ol or a Shlomim, but rather he shechted for the sake of Chulin. Now, what would be your, shall I say, before we mention Rav Shita, what would be your knee-jerk response? If in the case of Chatos, you had a Shini Kodesh for another Kodeshim and it's possible, right, that makes Chatos very unique, then what would you say in the case of L'Shem Chulin? For sure it should be possible. And Rav says, L'Shem Chulin Kshera. And the Gemara tries to somehow justify Rav with a Svara, with a Kal V'Chomer, and the Gemara unfortunately is unsuccessful until the Gemara finally comes up with a Drasha, meaning Gzeiras HaKosev. Rav is not based on Svara, but he's rather based on Gzeiras HaKosev. Now, to see the Gzeiras HaKosev, what you want to do is you want to count from the top of Daf Gimel Amid Beis, which means Gemara, Daf Gimel Amid Beis, and count down 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines down, 8 lines down. Okay? The Amar Rabbi Lazar, my time with the Rav. Why does Rav say that if you shechted a chatos l'shem chulin, the carbon is kosher? And again, we come back to the same pasuk that we described and we discussed earlier. And that is the pasuk in Vayikrach of Beis. V'lo yechalalu es kodshei b'nei Yisrael eis asher yorimu l'ashem. Now, comes along Rabbi Lazar and he darshens the pasuk in the following way. He says, kodshim mechalalim kodshim. In other words, when you're within the turf, when you're in the territory, within the territory of Kodshim, and you mess up because you have in mind the wrong kachim, that's going to be machalalim kachim. And that's what the pasuk means when it says "v'lo yechalalu es kodshei b'nei Yisrael." The word "kodshei" here means from kodshim to another kodshim. However, the ein chulin mechalalin kodshim is a whole different drasha than the one we had on Daf Yud Aleph on base to explain Shimon Achi Azariah. It's the same pasuk, but a whole different dimension of this pasuk, a whole different perspective. And this drasha is telling me that ein chulin mechalalim kodshim. In other words, the words lo yechalalu mean a chilul from kodshim to kodshim, and that could generate a chilul akorban. However, a machshava on the part of the kohen ha-shokhet for something that's not kodshim, in this case it's chulin, that could not be mechal kodshim. You need, in order to be Mechal Kodshim, a Machshav of Kodshim L'Shem Kodshim, meaning Kodshim L'Shem Kodshim Acherim, the wrong Kodshim. And guess what, says Tosfos, here the word Chilul doesn't mean what you think it means. We just finished presenting the position that the word Chilul means that the Karban is completely Mechulal, and it's worthless, and it's completely, completely possible. That's not what it means here. Because when it says that Kodshim, Mechalim Kodshim, and he had a Machshav at the time of the Karban for the sake of a different Zebach, a different Karban, that doesn't mean that the Karban is necessarily possible, because Tosfos assumes that this refers to all Karbanos, including even Ola and Shlamim, where the din is that if he had the wrong Machshava from Kodshim to Kodshim, what's the status of the Karban? It's Kosher, it's Eina Ola L'Bailim L'Shem Chover, but it's not Mechul L'Gamre. And then the drasha says ein chulin mechalim kodshim. That means if he had a machshava l'shem chulin, the carbon is not possible. But in any event, chulin mechalim kodshim means lo mifsal in Tosfos' language. Sharei kodshim, again with the exception perhaps of chatos and korban pesach, but as a general rule in all kodshim, lo mifsalu shelo lishman. And yet, the Gemara's language, again, let's read it one more time, is chulin mechalim kodshim. And that's the way Rabbi Lozer teaches, that's how he interprets the words in the pasuk, v'lo yechalalu. So we're going back to biblical Hebrew, and the term lo yechalalu is interpreted as chulin, as kodshim mechalim kodshim. But kodshim mechalim kodshim means not that the carbon is possible. In the case of Shalol Lishman, Shini Kodesh, the Karban is Neina Ola Bailim, but it's certainly Kosher. And this is going to throw in a monkey wrench on everything that we've been saying. We've been presenting the thesis that the word Chilul, whether it's in the Torah or it's in Chazal, Torah Shmuxav and Torah Shmalpeh, the word Chilul means that the Karban is completely meaningless and it's not Kosher, it's invalid and it's possible. Now we're saying that the word Chilul, when it says Kodshim Mechalim Kodshim, is referring to a situation of Shini Kodesh where the carbon is kosher, in fact. And what does the word chilul mean? Eino ola b'ayilu v'shem chova, that's all it means. So Tosfos says, epsaknaker teretz, he says, you know, I have to admit to you that chulin, I'm sorry, that kodshim mechalim kodshim certainly means, in this case, that the carbon is still kosher. But, you know what? He uses the word chilul in order to add another chidush here. That in certain cases, the karban is possible. Again, when we say kodshim mechalim kodshim, in general, in most cases, we mean that it's possible, we mean that it's kosher, v'yena ola, b'yam l'shem chova. But I want to dramatize this, says Rabbi Lozer, and I want you to know that in the, you know, in the constellations of Shini Kodesh, there is such a thing as a complete chilul, and that's going to apply to two karbanos, namely which? Chatos and Pesach. In Chatos and Pesach, it's mifsalu, it's completely possible, it's not ol l'bayim l'shem chov at all, the karban is not kosher, it's possible, and therefore we're going to use the lashon chilul. But really, when it says that kodshim is mechal kodshim, it's referring to all karbanos. Now, Rabosai, we have a problem here. I'll tell you what the problem is. If this Gemara on Daf Gimel Amid Beis, according to Tosfos, in the case of kodshim chalim kodshim, means that we're going to have a contrast between Shinui Kodesh from Kodshim to Kodshim as opposed to Chulin, a Shinui Machshava, when he shechts the Korban L'Shem Chatos. And we're talking about whether the Korban is Ola L'Bailim L'Shem Chova. So the contrast here, if let's say you had a piece of paper and you were writing notes, if anybody in this room might maybe possibly fits into that category. Okay, so if you fit into that category, you want to write on the top of your page. I'm saying this with one person in mind, but he doesn't seem to get the message here. Okay,
I'm following.
Yeah, no, I want you to write this down, Don. This will be very helpful. We're gonna have a very important scorecard here, and it's gonna say on the top right, it's gonna say, Kodshim. Mechalim Kodshim. Okay, again, you can copy this down from the Gemara Daf Gimel, but I want to create a chart here. So on one side of the chart we're going to have Kodshim Mechalim Kodshim. On the other side of the chart we're going to have V'ein Chulin Mechalim Kodshim. Now the very fact that we're using this pasuk to derive a distinction between Kodshim Kodshim and Kodshim Chulin, meaning between Kodshim, whether it's Machal Kodshim, as opposed to Chulin, whether Machshav is Chulin is Machal Kodshim, we're saying no, the Ein Chulin Machalim Kodshim. That very premise and the way you're analyzing the pasuk and taking the part from beginning to end into two parts and splitting it, so you have Kodshim and Kodshim and you have Kodshim and Chulin, means there's got to be some difference between the two. Is that not correct? There's got to be enough gemina now between the following two cases. The case where the Kohen had a machshava from one Kodshim to another Kodshim, as opposed to the case where the Kohen had a machshava from any Kodshim to Chulin. If there's no difference between the two, then basically you've taken the plug out of this whole drasha, and the water's going to fall through the open hole at the bottom. Okay, now watch what goes on here. Tosis is postulating the following, that Kodshim Mechalim Kodshim means that the carbon is kosher, v'eino ol v'bailam l'shem chova. If I could prove to you that kodshim l'shem chulin, the carbon is kosher, but it's not ol v'bailam l'shem chova, then this entire drasha is an exercise in futility. And the entire enterprise goes down the tube. So what I'm going to try to do in the next few minutes, if you can make a note of it, is prove to you that if you shecht a carbon, whatever carbon you have, l'shem chatos, then the bialim are going to have to replace that carbon. I don't care which carbon it is, with another carbon, which means that it's eino ol l'bialim l'shem choma. So in the case of kodshim l'shem kodshim, if I would have said that that means that it's completely mechulal, then I see the contrast here. The Gemara is dashing from this pasuk that whereas in Kodshim L'Shem Kodshim, the carbon is completely possible. In Kodshim L'Shem Chatos, the carbon is kosher, but ain't all about L'Shem Chova. But if I accept Tosis's thesis, that Kodshim Mechalim Kodshim means nothing more than ain't all about L'Shem Chova, so what is the difference between Kodshim L'Shem Kodshim and Kodshim L'Shem Chulin? Because I'm going to prove to you now, if you give me a few minutes, that Kodshim L'Shem Chulin is also ain't all about L'Shem Chova, and therefore there's no difference between the two. And for that, you have to open up a Gemara in Zvachim, and again, I'm very excited because this is going to sew together another sugya in Masechta Zvachim. So please turn, if you will, to Daf Mem Vav Amid Beis, which is in the fourth perek of Masechta Zvachim, and we're going to take a look at Amar Rabbi Elazar. Okay, now where is Amar Rabbi Elazar? You're going to find this on Daf Mem Vav Amid Beis, again 46b. Okay, and you're going to look at the very bottom of the Gemara. Again, we're not in Tosfos, we're in the Gemara 46b, one line up from the bottom, one line and change. Amar Rabbi Elazar. Does everybody see that? Chatos Sheshachto L'Shem Chulin K'sheira. He shechted a carbon chatos for the purpose of chulin. And Rabbi Loza tells me that the carbon is kosher. Okay, the carbon is kosher. Now we have to figure out what that means.
Why is it carbon at all?
Let's see what he means by kshera. If he shechts it mishum chulin, then it's psula. Okay, that means that's a case of misasik. That's not for us. That's a case where he's not even aware that it's a carbon. He thinks it's chul. Okay, that's something else. But if he's aware of the fact that it's a carbon, that it's that has the din of kachim, but he had in mind l'shem chulin, so the Gemara says that in such a case, it's going to be kshera. Now let's try to figure out what the word kshera means over here. Okay then? Okay. Now, in order to understand what the word kshera means, then what we're going to have to do is we're going to have to see a statement of Abaye. Okay? So we're going now up the ladder here, three lines up before the end of the Amud. Amale Abaye. This is a dialogue between Abaye and his Rebbe, Rabbah. And this statement of Abaye is coming to answer a kasha that we had before, which you'll see two lines above that, or maybe three lines above there, Masiv Rabbah. You have that Masiv Rabbah. And Rabbah quotes Rav Yossi, and basically Rav Yossi has a principle called Tnai Bezdin. But you know what? I'm going to just try to leave that on the side for a minute, call it an outstanding debt that I have for you, because I really want to get to the punchline here, and I only need to get to one conclusion here. What did Rabbi Loza mean when he said that Chatos L'Shem Chulin Kshera? Amalei Abaye, Abaye says that the word Kshera here means that if he had a Machshava L'Shem Chulin is kosher, he says, L'shem chulin kosher v'eino merata. Does everybody see those words? What I'd love you to do, if you have your own Gemara, is to go one line and change above the last line on daf mem vav amid beis and underline the words l'shem chulin kosher v'eino merata. Do you see that? Kosher v'eino merata. This is all, by the way, an interpretation of a statement of Rav. If you remember, we said in the name of Rav that chatos l'shem chulin is kshera, but comes along Abaye and he says, what did Rav mean? And for that matter, what does Rabbi Loza mean when they say together that l'shem chulin is kosher? But what does that mean, kosher? It means eino merata. What does that mean? Does he have to bring another carbon, or does he not have to bring another carbon, everybody? He has to bring another carbon. In other words, what does the word kshera mean? It means that l'shem chulin, the carbon is kosher, but nevertheless, it's not olul abaylum l'shem chova. Now, let's go back to the Gemara of Rav on Daf Gimel Amid Beis. The Gemara on Daf Gimel Amid Beis explains Rav is saying the following, and I hope you have your chart now. If it's kachim, l'shem kachim, then what was the deal? It was mechulalim, correct? Kachim l'kachim mechalim. But if it was kachim l'shem chulin, eino mechalim, it's kosher. Now let's take a look at Tosus. Tosus here on Daf Gimel, I'm sorry, on Daf Beis Amud Aleph, has just finished telling me that what does it mean when it says that kachim mechalim kachim, says Tosfos, kachim mechalim kachim means that it's kosher v'eino olah l'bayim l'shem chova. So what are we going to do now when this drasha says, well, in contrast to kachim l'kachim, which is chilul hakarbon, in the case of kachim l'chulin, there is no chilul hakarbon. But what does that mean? There is no chilul hakarbon. We've just seen the sugya now on daf mem vav amid beis that it means that the carbon is kosher in the case of l'shem chulin, but it's not ol l'bayim l'shem chov. Tosfos identifying the case of chulin of kachim echalim kachim as if to say that the chilul here is that it's not ol l'bayim l'shem chov. So the entire drasha now falls down the tubes. And I'd like to show you that Rabbi Kiveger is absolutely perplexed by this Tosfos, and this you'll see quoted in the Nefesh Tova if you will, on page Chaf Dalet. Now, I can't guarantee you that it's page Chaf Dalet, but I can guarantee you that it's Os Chaf Beis. And it's, in my edition, it's on page Chaf Dalet. If you can possibly clue me in what page it's on in your edition. Chaf Dalet? Do you see a paragraph that says V'hikshu ha'gon Rabbi Kiveger?
Yes.
Okay. So let's go backwards for one paragraph, the beginning of Chaf Beis, and he quotes verbatim our Tosfos, and he says V'af agav d'darshinan b'gemara kodshim mechalim kodshim. And kodshim mechalim kodshim means that the carbon is kosher, but it's not ol l'bayil l'shem chov in the classical case of shinei kodesh shelo l'shma. And in the case of Tosfos, mashma midivrei haTosfos, the be'emes koy haidrasha, that this drasha is a valid drasha, and yet in the regard to shar kodshim, where he had in mind for another kodesh, is ksherim v'lo olu l'bailim l'shem chova. And therefore, when it says im chashav l'shem chulin, by contrast, it must mean we have no choice that it's kashav yol l'bayim l'shem chov. Otherwise, what's the difference between kodshim mechalim kodshim, which means it's not ol l'bayim l'shem chov, even though the carbon is kosher, and chulin mechalim kodshim, which must, I'm sorry, the ain chulin mechalim kodshim, which must mean that it's ol l'bayim l'shem chov. The Hikshagon Rabbi Kiveger Dola Kamon Bedaf Mem Vavam in Beis. The Gemara says that Chulin Eina Mechalin Kodshim means that if he shechts a Karban Chatos L'Shem Chulin, lo also Labailim L'Shem Chova. Im Kain. Okay, I don't know. The next two words are a little bit confusing to me. He says Amai Itzrich. I would have said Mao Adrasha. I don't know what he means by my Itzrich, you know. But what is the contrast here? Why do you need a contrast here between Chulin and Kodshim? Of Ein Chulin Mechalim Kodshim. What does it mean, Ein Chulin Mechalim Kodshim? Ein Chulin Mechalim Kodshim means that it's kosher, but Ein Ola Bailo Mechoshah. Beinim Shachat Ola L'Shem Shlomim, let's say Kodshim and Kodshim, U Beinim Shachat Ola L'Shem Chulin, in both cases the same din is identical, namely that it's kosher lo ol l'bayim l'shem chova. In came on the afim shachat l'shem chul lo ol l'shem chova. That's the Gemara on daf mem vavam in beis nimtza. It comes out lo ahanya lei drasha. You have no benefit from this drasha, which contrasts kodshim l'kodshim, meaning a shini kodesh, with kodshim l'shem chulin. The ain chulin mechalim kodshim. What do you mean ain chulin mechalim kodshim? That would only be meaningful in the case, perhaps, of Pesach and Chatos. There you could come up with a contrast. But Tosfos is talking about the balance of all karbonos, and ain kodshim mechal, and then kodshim mechalim kodshim, and the balance of all karbonos would mean that it's ain ol l'shem chova, which is identical to the case of kodshim l'shem chulin. Because the Gemara says in kodshim l'shem chulin, it's kosher, but ain ol l'bayim l'shem chova. And guess what Rabbi Kiveger says about this question? Tzorich iyun gadol. Now, tzorich iyun gadol in Rabbi Kiveger, when he adds the word gadol, means don't even bother racking your brains about this. You're not going to come up with an answer. And the truth is, we don't have an answer to this question. But what we do have is a possibility of applying the principle of Sugyos Mechulakos, meaning that there's a machlokos between two sugyos in Mesechta Zvachim on this very issue of Shachat, Ola, Shlomim, Chatos, whatever it might be, L'shem, Chulin. What is the status of such a karma? So he says in the paragraph that starts, Ulam, Ayin L'kamondaf Gimelam and Aleph, Di Omar Rav Chatos, Sheshachtel, L'shem, Chulin, Kshera. And the Gemara there gives an entirely different explanation to Rav. Instead of saying, based on the pasuk lo sechalalu l'shem kodshi, l'shem kodshi, it means that there's a principle called min b'mino or min sheino mino, meaning mino machriv bei, visheino mino eino machriv bei. And the Gemara there is applying a svara to Rav. Again, at the end of the day, Rav Elazar, for his opinion, doesn't accept this svara, but the Gemara does initially quote Rav with a svara attached to it. And that svara is that mino machriv ve'eno mino eno machriv. Says the Rosh Hashiva, mashma the svara hi de lav mino lo machriv beklal. The af also l'shem chova. And here, to support his position, he quotes the Chazon Ish. And the Chazon Ish says that sugya zu chaluka al tiritz ha-gemara hanal, meaning the gemara that we saw before on Mem Vav Amid Beis, stands in conflict, in contradiction to the gemara here on Daf Gimel Amid Aleph that presents Rav of the Svara. And when Rav says shachtel shem chulin kshera, it means kshera legamre, because min b'shein omino lo machrim be. That means a machshavas chulin, in the case of kodshim, doesn't even register on the Richter scale. It's command the lesser dummy. And it cannot undermine a machshava that's necessary l'shem kodshim, and therefore forget about l'shem chulin. It's nowhere to be found. It's not on the radar screen. It doesn't register klal uklal. Is memela, we can answer the kasha of Rabbi Kiva Eger, that even in shar kodshim, there is a contrast between kodshim being machal kodshim, and chulin, which is not machal kodshim, because in the case of kodshim, machal kodshim, Tosus insists, it's eino ola labayim l'shem chov, even the carbon is kosher in kodshim l'shem kodshim, because that's the fundamental premise of our Mishnah, the postulate of our Mishnah. But in the case of l'shem chulin, it's kosher legami, it is ola labayim l'shem chov. So Rabosai, when we walk away from this sugya, and we ask ourselves a very fundamental question, la halacha, if a person shechts, if the kohen shechts a karbon l'shem chulin, does the bala karbon have to replace that karbon with another one? It's a machlokas hasugis. If we learn Rav on Daf Gimel that l'shem chulin kshera means it's kshera legamri because min b'shein omino lo machriv be, and Rav is predicated on a svara, then when the Gemara says that l'shem chulin is kshera, it means kshera v'olu l'bailim l'shem chova. But if on the other hand we go to Gemara of Rabba and Abaye and Rabbi Lozar and Daf Mem Vav Amid Beis, there we're saying that kshera v'eino maratza, and there's no ritza, he would have to replace the karbon that was shechted l'shem chulin. Tosus here, in our sugyon daf beis amid aleph, is operating with the premise that Rav is based on a svara, and therefore l'shem chulin doesn't register at all as a machshava poselis ki hu zeh in any sense or in any shape or in any form, and he's yotzei the chiyuv of his carbon even though it was shechta l'shem chulin, because lav mina eino machriv ba. And therefore, Tosus is going to postulate there's a basic fundamental distinction here between kodshim, the machale kodshim, which means that if he had a machshava shelo lishma from one zevach to another, he's going to have to replace the karbon, as opposed to a machshava of chulin, where he doesn't have to replace the karbon because min b'sheino mino eino machriv bon, the karbon is absolutely kosher. However, I don't know. It could be that l'shem chulin we're going to have to force the bala carbon to replace it with another carbon, because we're going to hold like the Gemara and Daf Mem Vav Amid Beis, namely that it's kshera v'yena maratza. And in that case, there really is no fundamental distinction between l'shem chulin and l'shem kodshim, because in both cases we're going to come to the conclusion that the carbon is kosher v'ein ol b'shem b'ayin l'shem chova. The only distinction we could come up with, the only conscious, would be in the cases of Chatos and Pesach, where shalo l'shem zevach is going to passel the carbon to the eved, and here's the difference between l'shem chulin and l'shem kodshim. That's what comes up. But Rabosai, we're not finished with the Tosus. So let's go back again to the Beis Amid Aleph, make sure we're all on the same page, and we're up to the words V'od Yesh L'dagdek. Okay, Beis Amid Aleph, the Tosfos, Dibra Maschil, L'shem Gavoh Mehen Ksherim, and we're towards the end of the Tosfos, V'od Yesh L'dagdek. will count up from the bottom of the of Tosfos how many lines? One line and a half. Do you see that? It's a line and a half up before the end of Tosfos. The Od Yesh L'Dagdik. Can you raise your hand if you have it? Don, can you raise your hand if you have it?
Okay, don't worry about it.
No. I'm not going without you. We're going nowhere without you. Okay. Do you have the Tosfos?
I have the Tosfos.
Okay. One and a half lines up from the end of the Tosfos. The Od Yesh L'Dagdik. You have it?
Okay.
By the way, do you make writings in your Gemara, or you're absolutely allergic to that? Okay, so this is my fault, but I should have told you before we analyzed the Tosfos to put a little line as to where we got up to in Tosfos, because then you would know that we're up to here. Okay, I should have told you that. He says the following, the Od Yesh L'Dagdik. In other words, we're talking about Shimon Achi Azariah. We're talking about a case of Ola L'Shem Shlomim. We're talking about a case of L'Shem Namuch, where he lowers the Madrega of the Kedusha, and Shimon Achi Azariah says the carbon is posel, and we want to try to prove that the word posel here means posel agamri. It's completely posel. And herein lies the machlokes between Shimon Achi Azariah and the Tanakama, whereas the Tanakama would say that Olo L'Shem Shlomim is Eino Olo L'Bayim L'Shem Chovah, but the carbon is kosher, and Shimon Achi Azariah says posel means posel legamre. Migufa demasnisa. Maybe we could prove this from the language of our Mishnah. The Mishnah, okay, let's go back to the Mishnah itself. And the Mishnah says the following. This is towards the end of the Mishnah on Daf Beis Amud Aleph. Habechar ve'amaser sheshachton l'shem shlomim ksherim. Okay? So if you take a bechar or a maser, a korban maser behema, the tenth animal, and you shecht it L'shem Shlomim K'sherim. So if it says K'sherim here, what does that mean? Are we talking about Namuch or Gavah? Let's call it L'shem Gavah, just to make life easy for ourselves. So the Mishnah is illustrating Shimon Achi Azariah's Reisha, meaning the Reisha of Shimon Achi Azariah, in the case of L'shem Gavah, by quoting the case of Bechar and Maser L'shem Shlomim. Okay? And the reason why L'shem Shlomim is called Gavah Shelahem is because there are many dimensions of a Korban Shlomim that do not apply to what? To Bechar and Maser. I'll give you a few examples. For example, correct, excellent. So that in the case of Shlomim, we're going to require I just want to get the list here. There's a whole list. I lost it right now, just one second. Okay, I'm sorry, I lost it. But okay, let's just mention the Sochim and we'll leave it at that. Okay. Tnufa and Chaz of Ashok and the Sochim. There's a whole list of differences between Pesach and Maser and Shlomim. So basically, we're going from a low level of Kedusha to a higher level of Kedusha, and therefore, Ksherim. Okay, now let's flip it around in the other direction. Let's talk about Shlomim, Sheshachton, L'Shem, Bechar, or L'Shem Maser. This is called Namach Shebahen, right? Because again, that's what I forgot to mention here. Shlomim needs what's called Arba Matonos Bidam, whereas Bechar and Maser require one Matona alone. So again, we have to go into the details of how Zrikas Adam is achieved, but suffice it to say that the most profound difference, perhaps, between Shlomim that makes it Gavoah vis-a-vis Bechar and Maser is that whereas Bechar and Maser require only one Matana, one Zrika, Shlomim require four Matanos, And again, we could add to the fact that Shlomim requires, and I forgot this as well, smicha. It requires nesachim, tenufas chaz v'shok. Bechara meiser don't require neither smicha, nesachim, or tenufas chaz v'shok. And therefore, it's going down a madrega when you have a shkita of shlomim, l'shem bechar, l'shem maser. And therefore, it's possible. So now we go back to Tosfos. Tosfos says, let's be medayik migufa de masnisen. Because it says in the Sefer of our Mishnah Bechar, v'amaser sheshachton l'shem shlomim, ksherim. And why is that? Mishum dehavi l'shem gavoa, because you're going up a madrega from Bechar maser to shlomim. And it means that Bechar maser are relatives to shlomim called nemuchim. Says Tosfos, this simple understanding of this Mishnah is the e l'shem namuch. Mifsalei. Oh, okay, I'm sorry. He's now going to argue from the reverse position. If you're going to tell me that L'shem Namuch means Psulim, right? Hainu Le'inyin Posel Gamre. Oh, so Tosis says that I'm going to prove to you that the word Posel in Shimon ben Azariah, in the case of Namuch, must mean Psulim Le'gamre. And again, that'll justify the Gemara's premise that there certainly is a machlokes between Shimon Achi Azariah and the Chachamim with regard to L'shem Namuch, whereas the Rabbanu would say, Lo ol Bayil L'shem Chova, Shimon Achi Azariah would say it's completely possible. I'll prove it to you from the same word possible, which should symmetrically be the same in the Sefer as it is in the Reisha, and the Reisha as it is in the Sefer, it means possible Agamre, because in the case of Bechar and Maser, there's no possibility of a middle ground. Lo Shayach, you can't talk about Lo Olu L'Bailim L'Shem Chova. This mitzvah is not a Chova on the Bailim. The Bechar and the Maser have to be brought on the Mizbeach. And not only that, there's no possibility of saying, you know what? Lo Olu L'Bailim L'Shem Chova, and they have to replace this carbon with another carbon. There's no such thing as a replacement for Bechar and Maser. Either you bring the Bechar on the Mizbeach and you maratza, or the Maser you bring on the Behemoth, or you don't. In other words, if there's no middle of the road here between the two extremes of Posel Agamre and Ol Bailim L'Shem Chova, that can make sense in all Zvachim, but not in the cases of Bechar and Maser. If you want to talk about other Zvachim, Ol Bailim L'Shem Chova means what? That you have to replace the carbon, right? But you can't talk about that in the cases of Bechar and Maser. There's no replacement of the carbon. If it's Posel, it means it's Posel Agamre. So therefore, if the word posel means kosher, but lo ol l'bayil l'shem chova would have no application whatsoever in the case of Bechar Maser. And therefore, we see clearly that in the case of Bechar Maser, when he shechted it l'shem shlomim, I'm sorry, when he shechted shlomim l'shem Bechar Maser, and it says posel, then it means posel l'gamre. So now what I want to show you is an interesting Rambam. And if somebody could be kind enough to open up the Rambam for me, just to save me the time, to Psulei HaMikdashim, Perek Yud Ches. And I think, which volume did I give you? Avoda?
Yes.
Ah. So Chagiga is not there. Mitch, you have Karbonos?
Yeah.
So you'll have Hilchas Chagiga, correct? If I'm not mistaken?
Yeah.
Oh, so if you can all open up, and Ben, you'll help me in a minute with Maisa Karbonos, Perek Yud Ches, Aloch Aleph, yeah, that you have? Okay, but we want to look in Hilchas Chagiga for a moment, Perek Beis, Aloch Tes. Yeah, no, you just hold on to it for a minute. It's no Grace Gdilla there. Okay. Let's talk for a moment about Meiser Behema. Tosus says that Meiser Behema is an either-or situation. Either the carbon is pasul or it's kosher. There's no middle of the ground. There's no possibility of taking the miser and substituting it with another replacement carbon to be yotze yochiv. In other words, you have to separate every tenth animal as miser and bring it as a carbon. There's no gray area here where I could say replace the carbon because it wasn't shechted properly. That's what Tosus assumes. So, for example, if he shechted a bechar or a maser behema l'shem shlomim, and that we said was what? L'shem gavoa. So what that means in the language of Shimon Achi Azariah, the carbon is kosher because with shem gavoa, kosher means it's kosher legamre. Right? In other words, there's no room here for a machlokas between the Tanakama and Shimon Achi Azariah. You know, you can't say that, well, according to Tanakama, in the case of Bechar U'Masu L'Shem Shlomim, he has to replace the carbon, like you do in any other case of Shinui Kodesh, because there's no replacement for a Bechar. Meaning, if it's a Bechar, it's a Bechar. If it's Miser, it's the tenth animal, and it's Miser. But you can't replace it. It's not like, you know, a person brings a carbon Ola, so if not this animal, bring a different animal for the Ola. There's nothing unique about the personality of the animal. You know, it doesn't have to be Elsie the cow. You know, whatever you bring as an Ola is an Ola. But in the case of Miser and Behema, Miser and Bechar, it's either Miser or not. So the concept of Shalom Ola, Bayim L'Shem Chova, is inapplicable. So therefore, let's just calculate this. According to Shimon Achi Azariah, in the case of let's talk about Meiser. So in the case of Meiser, if he shechted l'shem shlomim, so Tosus says the word kosher would have to mean completely kosher, because there's no other possibility over here, right? There's no way of replacing the carbon, and therefore, if he did shlomim l'shem maser, and Shimon Achi Azariah says that that's called namuch, and he says it's posel, then it must be posel agami. In other words, basically, Tosus is saying that in the Seifa, with regard to maser, let's just focus our attention for a minute on maser. Whether this carbon is going to be kosher or posel is going to go from one extreme to the other with no middle of the ground. That's going to help Tosus substantiate why the Gemara assumes that the word posel in Shimon Achi Azariah means posel agamre, and it cannot mean posel equals eno ol bayim l'shem chova, because the word posel is being used in the Seifa to contrast bechar l'shem shlomim as opposed to shlomim l'shem bechar. That shlomim l'shem bechar is posel, but bechar l'shem shlomim is kosher. Those words kosher and posel clearly mean from one extreme to the other. It cannot mean eino ol l'bayil l'shem chova, because eino ol l'bayil l'shem chova means that you could replace the carbon with another one because the bayil didn't fulfill their obligation. That doesn't apply in the case of maser. Don, did you follow what I said?
I found it, but my question is, in the case of Bechor or Meiser, in the name of Shlomim, I understand, because it is the Bechor and it is the Meiser and it can't be replaced because it's unique, right?
Right.
But in the case of a Shlomim, in the name of a Bechor, the Shlomim is not unique in the sense that it's a specific, you know.
Right, right, no, for sure.
So therefore it could be replaced.
Right, but I think what Tosus is saying is that the word posel and kosher, those two words should mean the same. You follow what I'm saying?
I'm following, but I'm saying in the case of kosher, I understand it because the bechor and the maser is a unique animal. It's either the firstborn or it's the tenth animal. But in the case of a shlamim, it's not unique. I can pick any animal I want. I just didn't.
No, no. I agree with you 1,000%. But here's my question to you: he shechted a shlamim l'shem maser. And Shimon Achi Azariah says that the carbon is posel. Now, that word posel means the flip side of kosher. And this pair of terms, you know, in Hebrew it's called the tzemen milim, right, of kosher and posel, have to mean flip sides, one or the other. And is there a possibility of Eino Olo L'Bayil L'Shem Chova? So Tosa says, well, in the case of a maser L'Shem Shlomim, the word kosher by definition would have to mean that it's completely kosher. You can't say it's kosher, but he has to replace the karma. There's no replacement, as you said very well. It's a unique karma. Therefore, the flip side, when he did Shlomim L'Shem Maser, the word pasul should mean the exact same thing as kosher. It's a mirror image of the two. I'm just going to read to you. I'm going to read to you a line here in the Masifta. Maybe I missed this line over here. He says the following. He says that maser is eno choval abaylim v'im nifsal hamaser yefshesh yaviu abaylim behema acheres she'eno maser v'ip sulim diktani b'masnisen. That's in the case of shlomim l'shem maser hainu diksherim elishlo olu l'shem bailim, right? Isim kain havili l'meimer d'bechor v'amaser sheshokta l'shem shlomim psulim. Not sure I understand what he's saying here. That's the honest truth. I thought the Masifta would help me, but in Cain, let me just read it one more time. Havi Leila Meimar Dibachar. If the word kosher in the case of Shlomim L'Shem Maser means that the Baal have to replace the Shlomim with another carbon, then Havi Leila Meimar, the Mishnah should have said that Bechor V'Maser Sheshoftal L'Shem Shlomim is psulim. Just one second, what does he mean by psulim? This is legavoa shemem. What does he mean by psulim? Again, if ksherim means that, psulim. Is there a note here somewhere on this Tosfos that I don't know about? He says he's quoting a Haggah on the Tosfos. Where's this Haggah on the Tosfos? I don't see that. Do you see that? Wait a minute. I do have a letter here. Oh, I can't read it. I think it's Yud. It's not clear. Do you have a letter at the end of this Tosfos? I'm just curious. I don't know. I don't know where he's quoting some Haggah here. Let me put my head down for a minute just to say, if the word psulim means, again, Tosfos is fighting against the following. Let's just understand this phantom enemy. The phantom enemy that Tosfos is fighting against would claim that the word psulim, in the case of namuk shebahen, means Eino olu l'bayil m'shem chov. That's what Tosfos wants to fight against. And he wants to insist, no, that the word pasul means pasul l'gamre. Okay. So now he's saying, let's look at the Sefer. There it says that in the case of namuch, which means shlomim l'shem maiser, pasul, what are you going to tell me? That the word pasul means that eino olu l'bayil m'shem chov. So that's impossible, because in Maser you can't talk about Eino Olo Bayil. The Pasul has to be Pasul Agami. That's what I thought Tosfos was saying. I don't know, something here in the Masifta that bothers me. He's saying something about what it should have said in the case of Maser L'Shem Shlomim, that for some reason Maser L'Shem Shlomim should be Pasul. What does he mean by that? Maser L'Shem, I mean, we're going to Shema. Ah, the Maisel L'Shem Shlomim. Oh, I see. It means according to Chachamim of Shimon. Well, let's see. Maybe that's what the Masifta has in mind. I'm just trying to figure out. There's a line in the Masifta that's totally it's making me totally, how should I say, uncomfortable, you know, disoriented. He's saying that in the case of Maisel L'Shem Shlomim, the carbon should be Pasul. Let me just understand. I think he's going back to the Shitas Chachamim here. Check me out. In the Mishnah, is it possible that that last line of the Mishnah is going point to Chachamim? Let's see. If it's going point to Chachamim, then what do the Chachamim hold in the Shinu Kodesh? They hold this lo all the Baal Hashem Chova. So he says that all the Baal Hashem Chova should mean that the carbon is possible. Do you follow that?
Why?
Did everybody follow that last sentence? That last sentence is true, even if I don't have any clue what the man is talking about. But at least this much I can guarantee you, that according to the Shitas Chachamim, that Shinui Kodesh means that Eino Ol Abayim L'Shem Chova. So if he has, in the case of a Korban Shlomim, a Machshava L'Shem Maser, then basically the carbon is possible. You can't possibly say that the Shini Kodesh generates a situation of the carbon is kosher, but it's not all the shame bialim. That distinction has no meaning with regard to Bechor or Maaser. So then, how does the Mishnah say that in the flip case, where it was shlomim l'shem maaser, the carbon is possible? Well, even in the case of maser l'shem shlomim, according to the Chachamim, shita be possible. Now, I don't know, is this Mishnah going according to Shimon Achi Azaria? Let me just talk. I thought it was, but maybe not. Let me just... Ketzad. Oh, what does the word Ketzad mean in the Mishnah? Ketzad is going on Shimon Achi Azaria, but then it says Habachor v'amaser. Is that also going on Shimon Achi Azaria? Let me just give me a minute. I'm sorry, Rabbi. So it must sound like to you that I'm rambling like a madman, which it might be true, by the way. But just 1 second. Bechor v'amaser. No, that's going according to Shimon Achi Azaria, that last part of the mission. So I don't know. I can't that part. All right. So let's just. I'm sorry. That was the last 10 minutes I owe you as a chov. That was just my own sanity, or probably insanity. Are you now on Chaf Gimel? Os Chaf Gimel, which I have on page Chaf Hey. So Don, give me a few minutes because I see the clock is my worst enemy here.
Okay.
So you have it, Od Yesh L'dagdik. That's the bold print here where he quotes the Tosfos. Okay? And Mitch, you're going to help me out here with the Rambam in Chagiga. Hikshai Griz. The Griz has a problem here on this Tosfos, based on a Rambam in Hilchas Chagiga. Now the assumption here, when we read the Tosfos, is that there's no middle ground. There's no middle ground now in the case of Maser. In other words, you can't tell me that the carbon is kosher, but Eino Ol L'Bayil L'Shem Chov. Because if it's Eino Ol L'Bayil L'Shem Chov, then basically you've said that the carbon is possible. There's no replacement for such a carbon, a unique carbon, as you say. So, wait a minute. He has a Rambam that he thinks contradicts Tosfos. Why? The Rambam says that if you have Maaser Behema, there are two things that you can do with a Maaser Behema. You can do what we classically do with a Maaser Behema, be makrivit as Maaser, but you have another option. Again, this requires a lot of study, but let's just accept it as a given that he can bring the Maaser as a Karban Chagiga. Let's say, for example, on Yontif, on the three Moedim, you're obligated to bring what's called Shalmei Chagiga. Now, it's going to cost you it's going to cost you bucks if you have to take a behema and designate it as Shalmei Chagiga. So you want to save yourself a little money. That's always a good idea, right? So what do? You take another carbon, which I'll explain in a minute, and you bring it as a carbon chagiga. What carbon are you bringing? You bring Maaser Behema. So there's a magical halacha here, which we don't understand, that has to do something with the dinim of Shalmei Chagiga, that you can fulfill your obligation of Shalmei Chagiga with a Maaser Behema. Oh. So if that be the case, he says in Cain, if we accept this Rambam, then Azdolei Rayas HaTosfos. Tosfos wants to prove that the word posel must mean posel legamre. He says, Af I posel hainu shelo olu lebailun l'shem chova. Okay, so then we're talking about a case of what? Where he brings a... Just 1 second. Where he brings a shlomim l'shem maaser. Nafkaviv maaser v'iv l'shem shlomim. Oh, just 1 second. So he's talking about the case where he shechts a maaser behema for the purpose of shlomim. And the Mishnah says in that case, the carbon is kosher, right? Correct? Right. Everybody with me? Right. If I make any mistakes, please correct me. But Bechar L'shem Shlomim, the Mishnah says it's kosher. That's called L'gavah Shabbat, right? So now Tosis says that that cannot mean, that you can't possibly accept that the word Ksherim means Ksherim, but lo ol l'bailim l'shem chova. Then the word posel would mean the same thing, right? If let's say the word kosher would mean that it's kosher below all the Bible shem chov, which again is impossible until we see the Rambam in Chagiga, which is impossible in the case of maser, because maser is an either or enterprise. There's no middle of the ground. Then in the case of shlomim l'shem maser, what does the word posel mean? It really doesn't add anything, unless you assume it means posel legamri. So again, Tosis wants to prove that posel means posel legamri. Correct? That posel means posel legamri, because in the case of maser l'shem shlomim, kosher means kosher legamri. And it's ol l'bayil l'shem chov, because Tosis says there is no middle of the ground. Posel means posel agamre. So Tos wants to prove that the word posel means posel agamre. He says, as the le rayas Tosvis, the posel agamre ka'omar. Maybe the word posel doesn't mean posel agamre. But again, he's talking about shlomim l'shem maser. I don't get it. Now I'm really in trouble. Not only don't understand the masifta, I don't understand the nefesh tova. Well, I'm missing a piece of the puzzle for both. I think if I had that piece, nochmo. Tosis wants to know the following. Shimon Achi Azariah says that if you bring the carbon l'shem namuch, it's posel, and that must mean posel legamre. And Tosis says, I'll prove it to you from the sefer, because in the case where he takes a shlomim and he shechts it l'shem maser, the carbon, says Shimon Achi Azariah, is posel. Posel there must mean posel legamre. Posel must mean posel legamre. Again, let's read it inside. Yesh ledagdeg migufa demasnisen habachar v'amaser sheshachtan l'shem shlomim ksherim mishum dahavi l'shem gavoah te'i l'shem namuch, which means if we flip it around and it was shlomim l'shem bachar or l'shem maser mifsalei, and that word mifsalei must be what, says Tosus, mifsalei legamri v'hainu l'inyin posel gomor. Now here's where it gets tough. The bechar v'maser lo shayach lo olu lo bailim l'shem chova. So I thought what Tosfos was saying.
There's no such thing as a choiva for maser and bechor.
Well, there is only a chova. That's all you can talk about. There's nothing in the carbon except l'shem chova. No.
What? Shlamim is he made a neder of going to bring shlamim to the Beit HaMikdash. But the bechor, it's not a neder. It's a bechor. He needs to bring it to Beit HaMikdash.
Right.
It's a maser. If the bechor said, he can't say harei ze bechor. It was born a bechor.
Right.
He died on the way. Because there was no choiva.
Right, so all we're talking about is whether the carbon is kosher or posel. Am I right? So for example, if I were to tell you that he shechted the maser l'shem shlomim, correct?
Yeah.
The only issue that you want to ask yourself is whether it's kosher or posel. There is no middle of the ground. Right? You can't ask, well, maybe it's kosher, but it's not ol l'bayil l'shem chov. In other words, the universal categories of our Mishnah, kol hazvachim shenishmichu shelo lishman ksherim v'lo ol l'bayil l'shem chov, doesn't apply in the case of maser. So therefore, Tosus says that when you're talking about posel, in the flip side, which is shlomim l'shem maser, the word posel must mean posel legamre. Now, I don't know, is he saying that in Shimon Achi Azariah? Let's assume he's saying that in Shimon Achi Azariah, because I don't have any reason to believe that according to Chachamim, in the case of Shlomim L'Shem Maser, the carbon should be absolutely possible. Again, that's a theoretical possibility, but right now my mind can't deal with that. So I'm going to assume that it means it's kosher, and there's no talk about lo ol by. Oh, maybe Taka, that's what he means. That according to the Chachamim Shita, posel means posel legamri.
Yeah,
Is that possible, Rebbe? So I'm throwing out a wild possibility that, at least for me, sounds wild. That if you shecht shlomim l'shem maser, then the carbon is pasul lagamri. In other words, basically, Chachamim would pasul every carbon with a shinu l'shma, except that they realize that there's a possibility for the carbon to have some sort of, shall we say, a universal status as a carbon kosher, which does not give it that specific status of l'shem chova. But in the case of so shlomim l'shem b'chor, so he shechted the shlomim l'shem b'chor. Let's read it one more time. He says le'inyan b'char u'masa lo shayach lo ol l'bayilu m'shem chovo. So that's going to prove that the word posel in our Mishnah must mean posel again. Again, well, what case is he talking about? If he's talking about b'char u'masa l'shem shlomim, so the Mishnah says it's kosher. He's going to have to be talking about shlomim l'shem b'char or l'shem maser. And what does he mean? What does he mean? That's posel gabri in that case.
That's why.
Whoa, one second. Let's read the Mishnah. The Mishnah says the following. Well, we're going to have to daven mincha, so I don't know if that's good for me or bad for me. You know. he says the following. Habachor v'amaser sheshachlu l'shem shlomim. Right. So this is a case of what of l'shem gavoah is ksherim. Okay. The word ksherim. The word sherim, I guess, means that the carbon is kosher, and that's it. There's nothing else to discuss here, right? Now, shlomim sheshachtan l'shem b'chol l'shem maser, and that's already considered l'nomuch shebaev, that's already psulim. Now, Tosus, the whole Tosus is fascinating. What does the word posel mean? Does it mean the carbon is kosher below all l'shem b'chol? Does this posel mean posel l'gamre? The Tosus quotes this last line in the Mishnah to prove that posel means posel l'gamri. Why? Because there is no other option in this case. The word posel, by definition, must be posel l'gamri. V'hainu, let's see if we can read this into Tosa. V'hainu l'inyin posel l'gamri. Right? The I l'shem nomuch mifsalei, that if he had in mind l'shem what? Nomuch, what's nomuch? Nomuch is the case of shlomim l'shem maser. Hainu, there's got to be a comma here. Maybe I'm missing a comma. One second. De'i l'shem nomuch mifsalei, and that's going to prove to him that mifsalei means posel l'gamri. And why is it? Oh, so we're going with Shimon Achi Azariah that if it's l'nomuch, it's posel. So here would mean posel l'gamri. So it's good. So far, so good. Now, what's the next line in Tosva? Hainu le'inyan posel gomur, which means posel l'gamri. Now, what's the next line? De'bibachar u'bimaser lo shayach lo olu lebailim l'shem chova. Correct? See, you don't have an option of saying that the word posel means the middle of the road. Right? So that's what I said. So what is the Rosh Yeshiva hacking here with the Rambam in Hilchos Chagiga? I don't understand this question. He says, "Imkein azul le'raya satosvus the posel l'gamri koma." Why? Just because the Rambam says that you can take a maser beima and you could give it as a chagiga. What does that mean? The afi posel hayin shelo ol l'shem chova. Even if I would argue that posel means lo ol l'bayim l'shem chova, nafkimina b'maser sheviol l'shem shalmi chagiga. What is mas? I don't know. I don't know what he's asking. Okay, you have it down, Mish? So you tell me after mincha if you understand what he's asking. I don't understand what he's asking. That's why I'm tempted to think he's operating with a different premise. Did they start already?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's talk after mincha if you have a few minutes. Because I don't understand the Rosh